Here are my comments regarding the reading I posted from pages 241 to 2 and 245 to 7 of Pynchon's Vineland. I chose to read this passage because I think it says a great deal about Frenesi's relationship to the major actors in her life. In addition, it provides an interesting perspective on the purpose of art as well as its uses. The first passage I read begins with Frenesi trying to rationalize her choice to transport the gun by using a juxtaposition Brock provides of movies versus reality. He sees these two things as distinctly separate, but Frenesi is not so sure. She speaks of a 24-frame-per-second truth. This is interesting because it contends that perhaps she is able to assess a greater degree of truth through the making of her films. Perhaps seeing things through a lens makes them clearer to her, or maybe this would work for everyone. I like that she works through the dilemma in her mind using art and the processes that she normally associates with her craft. I also found it interesting that she mentions on the top of page 242 the invisible presences and unavoidable terms of which all she had up till now lit and made invisible had only been the ghosts. Perhaps here she is trying to tell us that the messages she has portrayed through her films have not been truly real or illuminating of the truth, and that she finds the real and brutal truth only now in her time spent and frustration with Brock. When Frenesi speaks of the first thing she had sworn to him she'd never do in the middle of page 242, it is unclear whether she refers to an actual trial of some sort or if the trial she speaks of is more internal, in her own mind. It is clear that she is greatly attracted to Brock, but that he makes her uncomfortable and insecure. She seems to be a very strong woman and strong character, but in his presence she seems less assertive and sure of what she wants. He confuses her, and what is scary for her character is that she seems seduced by the confusion. She seems to want more. At the top of page 246, we see another example of the way the 24 FPS crew uses their art to deal with problems. This time we see the entire group present take part in some way in the conflict at hand. What is puzzling is the fact that none of them try to intervene in the conflict. Instead, they take out their cameras and begin to film. While this seems odd upon first reading, it makes more sense when we consider the fact that the 24 FPS group defines themselves and their cause through art. Perhaps they do not know any other way to deal with the situation and feel that they might learn more overall through film. Or instead, maybe they feel as though it is not their place to intervene. Either way, the details provided regarding the struggle to film the scene make this passage incredibly powerful. The drama is intensified by the way the scene ends with a description of the framing of the shot of Rex's gleaming eyeball and a reference to how Prairie might be able to see her mother in the shot. This reminds the reader that the viewing of this tape occurred with the goal of Prairie finding out more about her mother. While the goal was certainly accomplished, it may have not occurred in a way even remotely similar to what Prairie expected. I also think it's interesting that the last sentence of this section refers to Frenesi herself, dark on dark, face in wide-angle distortion, which is similar to the way the shooting scene is referred to as black on black, like ghost trying to return to earthly form. These similar references may have been used to compare the feelings of Prairie with the panicked movements of the filmmakers, and I think they do this very effectively. The passage ends with a reference to Frenesi's expression, one that might, Prairie admitted, prove unbearable. This suggests that Prairie may not be emotionally ready to fully grasp her mother's identity, or that it's not what she's looking for at all.